Welcome to F1Weekly.com. My name is Clark Rogers. I'm your host. It's podcast number 4. Today is January 5th, 2006. I'll be joined by Steve Fall, my co-host. And on today's show, we'll be discussing... I have 4 main items. The fact that Super Aguri will be on the grid. No Toyota deal for Raikkonen. Schumacher is simply too old. MF1 gets a Dremel tool. Alrighty. Steve, how are you?
Great. How are yourself, Clark?
I'm doing good. Everybody's happy. So, I guess you saw it. Super Aguri is definitely in. There's just one small little stipulation.
$48 million.
48 clams. Million
clams.
Yeah,
it sounds like what they were saying in all the articles I read today is that that approval should be coming down next week.
Yeah, I heard. Well, he's basically told Max and the FIA that the check's in the mail. So, well, it's true. It'll be there next
week. You need money? Call Honda.
It'll be there next week. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Well, they're saying first time there are 11 teams in the grid since Arrows left.
And you know what? I like Aguri's attitude. He's pretty upbeat. He's got experience. He used to be an F1 driver many moons ago. And he also runs a lot of... I don't know why this hasn't come up, but he runs an IRL team.
Oh, does he?
Yeah, see? Everybody skips that little part.
Which team, do you know?
I think it's called Super Aguri. No, to be honest with you, I know very little about it. I was reading something just this morning that he does have an IRL team. And it's the only Japanese guy that's running an IRL.
That doesn't surprise me.
So, you know, and unfortunately, the name escapes me. Maybe somebody could email us at F1Weekly.com. Go to the website. And you could pick either me, Steve, or just go to the general information link for emails. Also, I was reading Toyota completely denies that they have a deal, that they even looked or even thought about getting Raikkonen.
They didn't even offer.
Well, I don't know. I went to a couple of other websites today, and it's just not a fact.
Yeah, well, Toyota's basically denying that
they're denying it,
even had conversations with Raikkonen about it.
Well, I think they are trying to get Raikkonen. Trulli's out in 2006. We know Ralph is there for a while. He's there till 2008. I think Trulli's inconsistencies... well, Ralph hasn't been great, but Trulli's inconsistencies are always going to haunt him. Great, great qualifier, and he always seems to poop out.
A little distracted by traffic?
I don't know, maybe, but I honestly think that Raikkonen will go to Toyota.
Well, if Raikkonen doesn't go to Toyota, Montoya probably will. I wonder, nobody talks about Montoya.
Well, that's because Montoya, I think, is going to stay at McLaren.
Yeah, it's possible.
I know. We get to do this. It's only January 6th, and we can speculate. So that's my prediction. Raikkonen goes to Toyota. Juan Pablo stays and drives with Fernando, and they both speak Spanish.
But doesn't Raikkonen have a secret deal with Ferrari?
No, I don't think so. And you know what? Toyota's got more money than Ferrari. And Raikkonen right now, all he cares about is sex, booze, and money. I like that.
Because you need the third to get the other two?
I don't know, but he's my kind of a guy.
Party.
Also, I was reading today, Schumacher is just too old. And you know what? I agree with that. I don't care if you're in the tip of, you know, physical shape. It's just natural. Your reflexes go down. And, dude, he's going up against 24 and 25-year-olds. There is no way he can win the championship. I say this is his last year. At the end of the season in 2006, he will realize that he's an old man. And the river will just grab him and take him home.
So experience counts for nothing.
Experience counts for a lot of things. You do what Super Aguri's doing. Start a team. Look what Fisichella's doing. Fisichella's got a GP2 team. A lot of these people, Raikkonen's got
crap,
a race.
But the amount of money that they pay,
Raikkonen's
drivers,
got a race
you
team.
Could run a GP2.
See, a lot of these younger people, well, Fisichella's not young, but a lot of these other race car drivers, they've got businesses going now. Don't get me wrong. I know Schumacher is shrewd, you know, by any stretch of the imagination. But I think, I don't know, he's got his son. I think he should get a little racing team going.
I think Schumacher's the kind of guy you're going to see in 10 years looking to buy a team.
I don't know.
He's the kind of guy who's had enough cash. I think he's kind of that take-charge individual. Maybe not buy a team, but I could see him easily becoming like a team principal.
Yeah, and maybe, guy. Maybe later on become a Max Mosley.
Yeah, he seems to be a... Actually, I think he wants to own F1 because
the
way he kisses up to Ecclestone is pretty pretty dramatic at times about how brilliant he is. And I'm thinking that what Michael really wants to do is he wants to be the supremo for F1.
Yeah, well, I know he doesn't want to leave F1, so I think Schumacher will be in our conversation for a long, long time.
I have a feeling
he's done racing.
Yeah, and I don't think he's gone next year. I think he's gonna fight.
Yeah,
Ferrari seems to be to talk about wanting to pay him, wanting him to stay
for life,
paying him until he's
ready. Okay, let's move
along.
Enough Schumacher. And I was really happy to hear that Midland Formula One, MF1, picked up Dremel Tool.
Yeah.
I don't even know who owns Dremel Tool. I'm sure it's some large conglomerate, but that's really, really good news. People are getting away from the tobacco sponsorship, and everybody is picking up great sponsors.
Yeah.
I'm really, really happy.
There are a lot of businesses out there with a lot of cash to put into marketing, to put towards racing. You know, the thing with tobacco's always been kind of that machismo image thing.
Yeah, but I like racing. That. Well, that doesn't bother me. I just think, you know, tobacco's got the excess cash. Like, yeah. Marlboro won't leave. They'll be sponsoring Ferrari for years. But the other big sponsor story, besides me being happy for MF1 and Dremel Tool, is 2 days ago hit the news that De Beers Diamonds had struck a deal. It was for sure, almost, you know, signed that they would be becoming the replacement for Vodafone on the Ferrari. Today I read, De Beers denies everything. They don't know what they're talking about. And their spokeswoman said that we would never even think of going into F1. So what's going on?
It was actually Budweiser, and they were going to bring De Beers
to the
races.
Beers, the king of beers. I don't know, but De Beers, I thought that would be a great...
that would be an excellent spot.
I thought they would fit F1 and that just fell through the wayside. We haven't heard too much from the FIA on the 2008 rules. For a while, that was bubbling to the surface. The CDG wing, which is a big one. We're going to one tire supplier, like I said. But nobody's talking about the new rules. I think we're all focused on 2006.
And the new rules that we have to worry about
for
this season.
Yes. I was surprised to hear Jeff Willis of Honda just reiterate that the V8 is loud. It's noisy. I think a few people are worried that the V8's not going to be as exciting to watch as the V10. Also, Nick Heinfeld said that the V8 was slower and boring and not as fun to drive.
Actually, put him out as far on the edge, I guess, is what he was saying.
I suppose the
car isn't as tricky.
Well, when you have the grip levels of a car, that's, you know, the grip has been developed for 900 to 1,000 horsepower. You cut that down 30%. Now that grip isn't as exciting. It's not
on
the edge anymore.
Which means you should go the corner faster.
Exactly. So, and not only that, but the development of the aerodynamics, which has been incredible. I'm worried about the V8s. I think it could be a boring show. We'll see. I could be wrong. I hope I'm wrong.
Another little tidbit talking about V10s and V8s in that I read a rumor, I think it was somewhere, about the fact that the FIA has made a promise, and I believe it was Midland that had the data that was showing the V10 being, the restricted V10 being actually more powerful than the V8s.
Right, right.
And basically the FIA has made a promise that will not be the case come race day. They'll have something in place by then.
Okay, yeah, and make sure if you guys want to listen to the difference between the V8s and the V10s, go to the website, f1weekly.com, and we've got the links right there on the front page. Click on V8 or click on V10 and turn up the volume, and I think you'll enjoy that. A number of websites are doing this because I think it's a big topic. It's a big decision maker for people who want to go to the races. I'm serious. I know a lot of people that don't want to go anymore. Anyway, let's move along. Another thing I was very happy about is Bernie has stepped in. He saved Spa from bankruptcy. I don't know all the details. All I know is he signed a 3-year deal. He'll be promoting Spa. I think he'll be running the promotions. And having been to Spa-Francorchamps, I was there in 98 when Schumacher ran into the back of Coulthard and wanted to beat him up. The place is just great. It's a great, great track. It's just wet and muddy, but if you got some nice knickers on, you'll be fine. Exactly. Alexander Wurz, poor guy.
Used to drive for Williams?
No, he used to drive. He was the test driver for McLaren.
Oh, okay.
He signed a new contract for Williams, but he's still a test driver. He's been test driving all his life. He used to drive for Benetton, and he did decently, but he was never great. Once he got stuck in this test driving deal, he couldn't get out of it. Anyway.
He was just too good at test driving.
Exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a short break. We're going to get some sponsorship dollars in here. So we'll be back in 60 seconds.
I'm a fabulous, fierce, female Formula One fan, and I've discovered F1Weekly.com. A new website that keeps growing and growing, with many new features coming soon. F1Weekly.com, a Formula One fan's fresh new destination for all your Formula One needs.
Welcome back to F1Weekly.com. Thanks for staying tuned. My name's Clark Rogers. I'm the host. We just got through discussing four major topics: Aguri, the Toyota deal for Raikkonen, Schumacher being too old, and Dremel Tool going to MF1. Now I want to bring in our special guest correspondent. That's Desiree. She lives over on the beach, and she's a she helps us do some of the McLaren stuff. She loves McLaren, and there's nothing better than having a woman deal with McLaren, as far as I'm concerned. So that was a bit sexist, but let me check the phone. Let me see if we have Desiree on. Desiree, are you with us?
Hello, Clark.
How are you?
I'm glad to hear you.
How's everything?
It is fairly well, yes. I just had a cocktail.
Excellent.
Just
well,
like all F1 fans should be doing.
Well, I just want to say welcome to F1Weekly.com. You're the newest member of the crew.
It's truly a pleasure.
Exactly. And I was just telling the folks that you're our McLaren connection.
I am a McLaren fan. Yes, I am.
So,
besides Mika Hakkinen, I've always liked DC, and I continue the mode in loving Kimi. Love Kimi. And I'm very pleased with their progress last year. I'm very proud of them. The MP420 won Car of the Year from the F1 Racing Magazine. And I think they're going to do good work again this year.
Yeah.
We're no another run for their money.
Huh, except that they lost. How could they get Car of the Year and lose? I mean,
that
come
I don't
on. You know, it's a.
All the awards are going to Kimi.
Yeah, but
like
why?
So many of the awards. The MP420 Car of the Year from F1Racing.com. They also won from the Autosport magazine. The MP40 won there as well. And everyone thinks that Kimi did a great job. He was driver of the year.
I understand, but Alonso's world champion. I think he did a better job.
Yeah, Alonso did get world champion. There are some people that believe that Alonso was driver of the year.
Oh, I know, especially in Spain.
James Allen at ITV.com, he thinks he was driver Driver of the Year.
And so does Clark Rogers from F1Weekly.com.
Exactly. But I think Kimi had nerves of ice. And
that's because he was drunk.
This guy's amazing.
That's called absolute, not ice.
He's one that can be sleeping in his trailer. They wake him up. He wakes up, comes to the track, and hauls, wins.
Really?
Yeah, he won a lot of races. He won, finally, Fernando tied his record of wins and losses.
I understand. I still think the Renault is a better looking car. Aerodynamically, I think it's a better car.
Renault is gorgeous.
Renault is gorgeous. The back end, the ribbing on the back is just absolutely phenomenal.
We love ribbing.
I love ribbing. Yes. Ribbed or not ribbed? It's always that big question.
And I love a good back end. The Renault car is gorgeous.
It is.
So is the McLaren. If you go to F1Weekly.com and look up my bio, you'll see a picture of the nose of the McLaren vehicle.
That's true. A fine picture of Desiree.
Yeah.
Any good dirt on Kimi Raikkonen? What about this thing about him going to Toyota?
That's what they say. They say that Kimi Raikkonen looks to be the object of a tug of war of love between Ferrari and Toyota for the 2007 season. His contract expires at the end of this year.
But don't you think Ferrari's not? I don't think Ferrari's going to cough up the amount of cash that
Toyota. No, I don't think so as well. And we know Toyota is rich. Their pockets are deep.
They are deep.
They have the most money of all the F1 teams.
Yeah.
And Kimi would look good in their colors. That's the girl point of view. White. You know, he's thin.
It's red and white. It's just a repeat of McLaren color.
But right now they're still standing by Schumi Jr. and the Italian Stallion.
Yeah.
So they're sticking with him, and they're not confirming or denying. And with Fernando Alonso coming into McLaren, Ron Dennis says, we are in discussions with our current drivers, Kimi Raikkonen and Juan Pablo Montoya, regarding the 2007 season.
Okay.
Both Juan Pablo and Kimi are extremely talented, professional, and competitive F1 drivers, and they will continue to concentrate in our joint challenge for the championships.
Yeah.
You know how Ron Dennis is.
Yeah.
Give it up. Except he did, you know, they said it was a very strategic move on his part to go ahead and announce Fernando.
I thought it was pretty ballsy.
It is. You know why? He wants to destabilize Renault.
I know.
That's bringing down the morale, he thinks.
That's why Martin Brundle,
you know who that is.
Yeah, Darth Vader used to do the same thing, didn't he?
Yeah. Martin Brundle says that is a massive coup.
a coup de grace? Yeah, no, but Ron Dennis is no slouch. I mean.
No, he sits up straight.
He does sit up straight.
There's a nice picture of him shaking the hand of the Vodafone man.
Yeah, oh, I could imagine. He was shaking something else, too, I bet.
He was sitting up straight. Yeah, there was a hand in his lap. We don't know what it was doing.
Exactly, I thought so.
But they're both sitting up straight, wearing nice jackets, sport coats, and shaking hands, because it'll be Vodafone, McLaren, Mercedes.
Yeah, and so what's your prediction on their season? How do you think McLaren... Let me ask you a question. Do you think they'll win as many races this year or less?
I think as many.
Really?
I think so. They still are looking at reliability is the big thing that they had problems with before this year.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
As their cars were like, they were like so many Webers, you know, not Weber the driver, but Weber the barbecues blowing up and smoking all the side of the road.
I like that. that was Weberish.
They were Webers on wheels, you know. But this year they showed they have the stuff, except if they were blowing up. But other than that, they were great. And Kimi having... snowballs of steel. You know, he put the pedal to the metal.
Yeah, those little balls of steel.
It's shrinkage.
Yeah.
When it gets cold.
That's true. I forgot
Mercedes,
about that. Yeah.
Now it's going to be Vodafone looking good.
Like Steve was mentioning, the new R26, I think, is scheduled to go testing next week in Jerez, España. Is that right, Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, Jerez. Have you been there, Clark?
You know what? I never have been to Jerez.
Maybe as a little niño.
Well, you know, I lived in Sevilla, España when I was younger, but
those
days are over.
Yeah. But I think they're doing well, and they have this young stud muffin joining them as a test driver from the
Pafe, that's right.
Yeah?
Yeah. Where did he come from?
Gary Paffet, or Pafe, as we would like to say.
Mm.
He is from Mercedes. He's the DTM champion.
Oh.
He first tested for them in 1999-2000, so he's a youngster, but he's been with them, you know, checking in a regular along the pits, they say. He's there hanging out.
Now, isn't Mika Hakkinen running the DTM series for Mercedes right now?
He's driving in it, I believe.
Yeah, that's so funny. I think he won at Spa last year.
Well, they say that this guy was a champ.
Wow.
So maybe there's a senior division.
Huh, whatever.
that Mika was in.
That sounds great.
This youngster, because he's a Mercedes guy, now Mercedes has brought him in, of course. Haug is like, oh, yeah, he's good.
Norberg?
Yeah, exactly. We like him.
Yeah.
He deserved this chance, and he has seized it. In his last 2 years in the DTM Championship, he proved his talent against tough competition.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Excellent.
And his promotion to the F1 team demonstrates that DTM is also a springboard for young talents.
Excellent. So McLaren's doing pretty good.
And I know. They are looking really well.
You're pretty confident.
I don't know how Renault is feeling with the big announcement with Ferdi gone.
I think Renault is totally comfortable with it because I don't think they're going to stay in F1 much longer.
Because of the Michelin going, these things are going?
No, it's because of the new boss, the new president of Renault, doesn't like spending that much money.
Yes.
And I think in 2 years they'll be gone anyway.
Somewhere, I don't know where, there was a big quote from the new guy. What's his name? It's some weird name, huh?
It is a weird name.
Well, that guy, he made some big announcement, and I didn't have time to download it. I was going to download it and send it to you. He made some big statements. So I wanted to see what he was saying, what flavor he was saying.
Well, to be honest with you, the best article I've seen on the web was on GrandPrix.com, and they had a good why Renault is going to be leaving F1, and they summarized it. But on the other hand, Renault's sales for cars has gone up internationally.
Yeah.
And it's up almost 21% internationally. You got to put
yeah.
it's make, make sure you
got to speak to the new man in charge.
And so they think if F1 continues to sell cars, they might hang out for a while.
Yeah.
I certainly hope so because
I bet they've increased their sales in Spain.
No, actually, I think Spain went down a little bit.
Oh, really?
Isn't that bizarre?
They're all drinking. Yeah. Who knows?
They're like off 3% or something like that.
Yeah.
They've actually gone down.
But that's okay.
But I wonder if they are going to leave because they just got back. They just got well. So did
well. Mitchell. They've been in 5 years, bringing Benetton in, buying Benetton.
Yeah.
But I hope they stay. You know, I'm a Renault fan.
Of course.
And you're the.
I love them too. I mean, I love them too. I do. But yeah. I've always liked Mercedes. My father had a Mercedes, so you know, I kind of grew up in the Mercedes. So that's you know, I kind of like it, and I look good in silver.
Okay. You know? I know you do.
That's why, but I do love Renault. I do.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong. I think that Flavio's a pimp.
I like Flavio. Bravo, 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 bravo.
He's a pimp. He's ditched his baby. Now Seal's raising it. You know, with Heidi Klum, the supermodel.
Yeah, but, you know, guys like that need a variety.
He needs to be free. And then, yeah, so, okay, I don't need a Victoria's Secret supermodel. Either.
Okay.
You know, okay, Flavio.
Okay, Desiree, well, thanks for the update from Capitola,
gentlemen.
California.
Thank you.
How's the weather over there? Everything's wonderful, right?
It is gorgeous here in my part of the world in Santa Cruz County. It was a lovely day.
Excellent.
Yes, and I'm very excited about the new season.
Okay, good.
The rest of everything.
Good,
yeah.
Good. Okay, well, we're going to go to a break here for our sponsors.
All right, thank you, sponsors, F1Weekly.com. Hello, listeners, and I hope to be talking with you soon.
Thanks for calling. I'm going to put you on hold, all right?
Okay, bon nuit.
Okay. All right, guys. That was Desiree. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
This is Desiree for F1Weekly.com, thanking you, the subscribers of our listening audience, for tuning in to our F1Weekly.com podcast, reporting and commenting on F1, the highest echelon of motorsport, the combination of technology, tradition, glamour, and guts all wrapped up in a high-speed package.
Welcome back to F1Weekly.com. Thanks, Desiree, for that call. And
good job, Desiree.
Hey, and a great point of view. You got to admit, something about Kimi. Oh, man, and years ago it was Mika. I've had to put up with this for a long time. But she is knowledgeable, and I'd like to get her perspective. Okay, now we're going to move along, and Steve, my co-host, Steve Fobb, is going to cover a few emails. Now, we just picked a couple because the podcast could go on for over an hour if we just read them all. But we have a couple that I thought were pretty interesting. And, Steve, if you could go ahead and read those to our audience, and we'll discuss them.
First email that we got is from Fred Clayton. Didn't mention where he's from, but it's okay. He's probably in the States. Said, hi, just listening to your first podcast. It's great to listen to fellow enthusiasts. A couple of suggestions, which you may already have used, and we have, actually. Would it be a good idea to use some sort of loose format so that the listeners know where you're going? Also, it might be useful to declare your interest, i.e., who do you support? I think we kind of did that. Clark, pretty much Renault. I'm pretty much Renault, but I'm semi-neutral. He says, keep up the good work, and is getting ready to listen to podcast number two. And thank you, Fred Clayton.
Fred, thanks. And we did take your suggestion. We're going to try to do that. I mean, we want to have a little structure with the format, but keep those emails coming. We want to know if we're screwing up or just wasting everybody's time or doing a fairly decent job and just having some fun here, because that's what we all are as fellow F1 enthusiasts. Second email?
Our next email is from Nathan in Atlanta. He writes, come on, guys, really. This ridiculous new CDG wing is going to do absolutely nothing for the sport except for make it look sillier than ever. The problem with the wing, which they have not taken into account, is that the tires are going to play a big part in this. Tires spinning at 320 kph are going to play havoc with aerodynamics. Why do they think they have to do... They do no have the wing position behind the tires now. Aerodynamics. Plus, what happens in a flat tire situation? You've all seen it before. The tires begin to break apart, destroys anything in the rotation, and if the cars get a flat with a CGG wing, no wing. Longer in the pits, less, you know, the car's going to be so much trashed. And even if the wing goes into play, the engineers will just play around with the winglets and make more air disturbance, and same as before. Just consider, you know, Nathan's actually 15 years old.
Nathan is like 15 years old. Max, I hope you're listening, Max. A 15-year-old could figure this out. No, Nathan's email was actually quite...
insightful, actually.
Very insightful. I think he's absolutely correct. And we know what's going to happen. There's going to be a few accidents, and all of a sudden the FIA is going to go, oh, well, you know, that's not that great of an idea.
Yeah, well, after reading the article in the F1 Racing magazine this month,
mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure that the wing's going to make it to the track.
I don't think it will.
Because they're looking at the center line, oh, great, fine. But, you know, we're talking about overtaking, which means, okay, great, down the straight, he gets up really close behind him. But as soon as he cuts out, he's into the downwash from the CDG wing. Off the track. See you later.
I agree. And not only that, but I think it's going, it's counterproductive in terms of lowering costs. The wing that they're using now, it's simple. It has sponsorship on it. It pays for itself. Why would you want to get rid of that thinking, you know, and this is always the FIA's attitude. Well, it's going to improve overtaking. Every year I hear this. It's going to improve overtaking. And what happens? There's no improvement on overtaking. I bet you if the FIA stayed out of it for a while, maybe overtaking would improve. Maybe it's they're stepping in all the time, every year, with rule changes to improve overtaking. And if we analyze, if you think about F1 in the past 10 years, you know, think about when Damon Hill and Schumacher were banging heads. The overtaking hasn't changed that much. I've seen some great passing in 2005. I just wish the FIA would just drop the whole thing, and I think Nathan is right. Thanks for the email, Nathan. Absolutely wonderful. Anything else before we wrap this up?
Oh, I'm definitely looking forward to next week.
Next week?
Yeah, Red Bull and Renault putting their cars in the track.
That's true.
In Spain.
That's true.
Gonna, I'm looking forward to seeing some of those photos and hearing. Hopefully we'll get to hear some driver feedback from those two as to how they feel their cars are performing.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the Renault, but I'm very interested to see the Red Bull now. Adrian Newey just, I think he starts next week, so obviously the car won't...
I think he started this week.
Did he?
Yeah.
Huh, pulled a little sneaky.
Yeah.
Correspondence, maybe.
I was reading one of the articles.
Yeah. Okay, well, Adrian Newey is there. Obviously, the car won't reflect his aerodynamic style, but I think any car that's going to change a lot on the grid this year, it's going to be the RBR.
Yeah. Well, it's because it's their car this year.
Exactly. I'm excited about that.
Outside of that, I'm pretty much got. I'm done.
You're done?
Well,
I'm done if you're done. No, I just want to mention a couple things about the website and the emails. Keep your emails coming. Any good emails we will read on the air, especially from the teenagers out there. Nothing makes me happier than a teenager who knows about F1. That's a good thing. Also, check out the website, F1Weekly.com. You'll see my picture, Clark Rogers, with David Hobbs and Steve Matchett. We hung out at the Speedway, having a couple of brewskis. Very cool guys. And let's not forget, David Hobbs, he drove in Formula 5000. Got to give him some slack. Also, I've got the photo gallery in the next week or so is going to feature some photos that I took on a pilgrimage, I call it, to the old F1 circuit in France at Reims in Champagne country. It's actually down the street from a little town called Gueux, but it's actually in Reims. And if anybody's in France, go to the F1 circuit in Reims or Reims. It's actually quite excellent. And you just still can sort of hear the echo of those late 50s and early 60s F1 cars just cruising down the road. Also, check us out on iTunes, Feedburner, Podcasting News, and Yahoo Podcasts. All these have direct links from our website. Also, in March, F1Weekly.com is going to attend the A1 Grand Prix at Laguna Seca. We're lucky. We're based here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Laguna Seca is only an hour and a half. We're going to be at Laguna Seca all weekend. We're going to cover the race. It's not F1, but I think a lot of our F1 fans are interested in the series, as I am. And we will do a special podcast for the A1 Grand Prix out of Laguna Seca. Please email us. Help us improve the show or the website. I want to thank the listeners for just, downloading the podcast, listening to us. We dig it. Email your opinions on the show. I also want to thank the following sponsors because these guys really help us out. The Yard, Tallahassee's all-outdoor venue. All shows are always all ages, BYOB, and bring your own lawn chair. More on Life. Watch San Jose's own sketch comedy improv variety show. Watch for the start of Season 3, Wednesday at 11 p.m. in San Jose and Campbell, only on Comcast's Cable 15. The band Thieves Cross, who provide the original music on our show. Check out the website run by Brian Thomas out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Remember, if you want to inquire on advertising on our website, F1Weekly.com, and our weekly podcasts, please contact us at info@F1Weekly.com or check out the website for more information. Steve, what do you think?
I think we pulled off another good one.
I thought it was decent. Thanks again for Desiree. I really dig it. Everybody, we got another podcast coming up next week, hence weekly. And keep the emails coming. We're going to keep the website up to date, and in about a month, we're probably going to have a reconstruction of the website. So if it looks different, don't think you've gotten to the wrong website. Just look for my picture. It'll always be there. Good night, Steve.
Good night, Clark.
Good night, David.
Good night, Dave.
This concludes our broadcast day.